The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
The U.S. Senate passes the debt limit deal. A 63-36 vote. Actually, more votes than I thought it would. I thought it would be in the 55s. 54, 55, 56. To me, that's the 55s. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. Joe Biden will give a primetime address tonight at 7, where he will, of course, try and take credit for everything. He actually might not. He actually might try and pull a, this is what happens when we can work together. Now, if I can get my Republican colleagues to do this. The arguments of who won this thing. That's now where we're at. Who won this thing? I still don't like the deal because I would have stuck strong with the first deal. If you listen to Kevin McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy is over the moon about this. I mean, almost ridiculously so. Over the moon. And the reason that he is that he's making the following argument. Nobody told us we could do any of this, and here we got this done. What are you kidding? If we can get this done, what else can we get done? Now you say to yourself, we didn't get much done. You got a piece of legislation that had clear Republican support in both chambers. I mean, that's what you had happen. You got a piece of legislation done that actually does stop spending, at least for a year, if you believe that these people can stop spending. But on paper, it did. You have something that engages regulatory reform. You have it. I don't think it's good enough. Fair amount of Democrats didn't think it's good enough. So, does Kevin McCarthy actually have something to crow about? Kind of. You listen to Joy Reid, she will tell you that Republicans have finally learned how to do things the right way. And then she goes on to say that this Joe Biden, he's really an effective president, just low key. I don't know what we consider to be effective when we take a look at this economy, when we take a look at the border, when we take a look at China, when we take a look at spy balloons. I don't know if we consider that effective. But the bill passed last night, 63-36. Caps non-defense spending, expands work requirements for food stamps, and takes back the COVID-19 funds, about $30 billion. There are things in there that if they were standalone, you'd be like, okay. Again, there's still too much in this that would make me a no vote. I'm not going to lie to you. Now I'm going to try and take what's happened and figure out how you build on it. If this can compel Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, to say, you know what, we can get victories. Let's go after the next thing. Now we're going to get rid of all the IRS agents. Well, you're not going to get rid of all the IRS agents because you no longer have the leverage point of the debt limit. You no longer have it. So I don't know how you're going to get rid of or defund these 80,000 IRS agents. You're going to do it just by you talking about it? Show antics and not actual results? Not helpful. Not helpful. But if this means you're going to keep trying and you feel that you could maybe get some other things through, best of luck. But you only had Democrats on board to save face for Biden. I don't know how you think you're going to get Democrats on board for some of these other ideas. We will watch and we will see. Meanwhile, this will get signed today. Joe Biden will speak tonight. And all will be fine throughout the land. Remember, it was June 1st. And they told you it was the deadline. Otherwise, we would default. And today is June 2nd. And we're not going to default until June 5th. See how that works? Maybe it was never as serious as we were told. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.